Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It's episode 1200 of Phoneboy Speaks, and I guess I had a little bit of a gap here because, well, this week I'm actually on vacation. I'm not anywhere in particular this week. I'm actually home. The thing about traveling for work all the time is that your definition of a vacation is actually to be home. But I had reasons for being home this week. I had to move my son back to college, little ways away, not too far. He's drivable distance kind of thing. You still got to put all the stuff in the car and go put it and go shove it in the apartment and go get things that you didn't think you needed and so on and so forth. The other one started school this week as well. It was a good week to just kind of say, okay, I need to deal with life. And honestly, I don't take enough days off. I really don't. I like my job, but you do have to kind of plan. If you're not planning to go somewhere, it seems kind of weird to take time off. But, honestly, I probably need to do a little bit more often because I get enough days off that I don't possibly use them. I'm lucky if I take a week off in a year, and I could probably take more than that. I probably should. That's something I've been trying to work on in general as part of my health journey is being a little bit more balanced about the work-life balance thing and trying to find a balance where I'm not working all the time, but I'm also not working either, because you kind of need to do both of those things. The jogs that I do every morning, for instance, part of the issue I have is that most of the people I work with, aside from the stuff that I do online, they're all in Tel Aviv, and that if I'm home, it's a 10-hour time difference between the west coast of the United States and Tel Aviv, and so and they also the work week is also Sunday to Thursday, so I often find myself answering queries or doing things at times where I either do it sometime early in the morning or late at night or whatever, and honestly, just doing basic stuff like sleeping or having a jog in the morning before I start getting into work hard and heavy, that's actually a little bit challenging at times to try and balance all that out and to be available and not be working 24/7. And so and with the days getting shorter here, because of course in the northern hemisphere we're coming on to the fall / autumn, the days are definitely getting shorter, and that's something that I could get up really, really early and go for a jog and it'd still be light outside. Now it's like, those days are going to get shorter and it's going to get colder outside and everything. So it'll be interesting to see how I factor in all of that. And yes, also because the Pacific Northwest, hey, it rains too. That's been the challenge. This part of what I'm trying to figure out this week, I guess, is how is that going to work now? When you're traveling, I can factor in a little bit of, time in the morning to hit the treadmill or something, assuming there is one. That's something that is, it's going to be a challenge. I have to figure all this stuff out and, because I don't want to be working all the time, and I want to take time to make sure that I'm being healthy and everything, and not spending all my time working. Unfortunately, when the time windows are shifted, I might have to do things at times that are suboptimal just to make sure that I can talk to the right people at the right time and so on. So anyway, that is, that's been this week. And yeah, so I've been a couple days behind my, I've been trying to get back on an every other day schedule. And usually what I end up doing is I'll sit down and record once a week or record a few of these, and cue them up and then do it another. But, I didn't get around to it because last weekend, there was lots of stuff going on. So so hopefully I will get back into it. I'll record a few more of these and put them out over the next several days. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.